of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where you'll find the features there are completely free, unlike those other talk show host websites, where they're trying to charge you some kind of monthly membership to get access to their archives and such. We give it all away. So see it for yourself at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we go to the phones and to the fun to start things out. Pete and Adam are with us from libertyontour.com as they are wrapping things up after having driven in an RV in MARV, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, starting in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this program, going all the way out to the West Coast, and then coming all the way down through the South, all the way now to Miami. Gents, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having us. I appreciate it, guys.
Hey, always good to have you here, and I'm glad you all have been checking in from time to time to kind of keep our listeners up to date with what's going on. For those of them who haven't taken the time to go to libertyontour.com and to see some of the great video work that you guys have been doing as you've been touring the country, meeting up with liberty activists, and actually getting plugged into to the activism this time around, because this isn't your first time across the country in an RV, is it?
That's right. Yeah, last year, both myself and Adam were on the road with Jason Talley doing a project called Motorhome Diaries. The project was similar to this, but we went three times as far, three times as many miles, and twice as long on the road. So we learned a lot last time around. We put that to use this time. We worked smarter and harder as well. But I think we were very happy with what we've been able to do. So
that's fantastic. It's been a lot of fun. You guys have been getting dug in a little bit deeper with the activist community in the different cities that you've been visiting. That's one of the main differences this time around, is you've, instead of just visiting and meeting up with folks, you've actually been plugging in and doing some activism.
Yeah, being able to spend more time. This project, we're trying to spend up to a week in each town, and we were able to get to know a lot of folks in the area and do a lot more outreach this time to people not yet in the movement. So just do flyering and outreach and try to get those people to the meetups, or at least expose the ideas, give them some resources and stuff from our different advertisers, including Free Talk Live.
Well, inevitably, when you've got a couple of liberty-oriented guys driving around in this monstrous RV that is just labeled all
paint,
over the place.
Painted bright yellow.
Yeah, yellow and black, and it's got very beautiful advertisements by various liberty-oriented organizations all over it. You certainly
it's
attract
conspicuous.
Attention. You attract attention, and a lot of it's very good attention, but sometimes it comes from the blue light gang, and y'all have run in with the cops a few times across the country here this time.
Yeah, that's right. We're in Miami now, as you said, and our first night here, we're in a little town place in the northwest suburbs called Coral Gables, and we're walking back to MARV. We happened to see someone pulled over, so we went up, and I took the lead with the quick, and Adam stood back with the camera, filmed the incident, and when the cop noticed we were there, he was kind of like surprised, and I couldn't hear much, but I know he told the lady she was going too fast, but he's going to cut her brake, and he let her go. So I'm not sure if we made the difference, but in either case, it was good that we were there. But more recently, Adam had a run-in with some folks with a badge down here. I'll let him tell you that story.
Yeah, the Coral Springs incident that Pete was just talking about was one of the only times the officers didn't actually harass us or even question us about filming. Unfortunately, the Metro security people who are paid for by the county are pretty much just county cops at the Metro Rails. They did assault Carlos Miller and myself just a couple days ago, and folks can check out that video at youtube.com/libertyontour. It's our featured video right now.
Yeah, it's right there actually on the top of libertyontour.com, and I reposted that over at Free Keene. It was just amazing. This guy on camera is he's caught doing what is a very aggressive action and grabbing a hold of your camera, trying to wrest it away from you with no apology. I mean, it's just thuggery.
Yeah, when we even asked them, Carlos and I were both asking, why are we being assaulted or harassed, for, photography, videoing, and both of them were like, you're not being harassed. Who's being harassed? You? Right after, he clearly, he tried to shut the viewer on my camera, thinking that would shut off the recording device, but it doesn't. It merely just closes the lens of the viewer. So, he had his hand on there and a grip on it, and then Carlos, diverted his attention to where he let go, and just putting his hand in front of us, being very aggressive. Remind you, I mean, this man carries a gun, pepper spray. I mean, he's a very dangerous person.
And now the interesting twist to the Metro Rail Guard attacking you is that they zeroed in on you and Carlos Miller from CarlosMiller.com, the guy that runs the Photography Is Not a Crime blog. They zero in on you within, what, 60 seconds of you pulling out cameras?
Yeah, not even. I mean, we literally walked up. Carlos was being interviewed by a college student from the area, and I sat in on that, and we went over to the Metro Rail to, because Carlos had had a previous incident where they weren't allowed to bring their cameras and things on board a Metro Rail. So then they then went, you know, he wrote them some letters and made it, you know, some complaints, and then went back to a second time, like a month later, where he was physically assaulted and actually had to defend himself from a guy who took his camera, broke a lens of his. And after that incident, finally the company 50 States issued a statement saying that they've given all their employees little plastic cards that clarify the law. And that clearly states that they are to allow photography and filming of the Metro Rail, on the Metro Rail, of Metro Rail employees. But it seems these two guys missed that memo.
Oh, I'm sure they're not the only one. Or even if they did see the memo, it doesn't matter, right? Because they know that there's not going to be any significant level of punishment for them if they just ignore the
supposed rule. Right, they're not going to lose their jobs for what essentially is assault. Like, these guys didn't get arrested for it. But if you would have done this to
a cop.
Right, if some cop's out there filming and you go up and accost them and slap their cameras around and stuff like that, my God, son, they're going to bury you under the jail.
No, exactly. I mean, that's exactly it. I mean, like Ian stated, it didn't take a minute. I mean, we shot a short intro and pointed the camera, and the guy asked me not to film him for out of his or he's asking me because he was being courteous, and so he was being courteous, I should grant his request, and didn't really even give me a chance to reply, and he walked away to another person who was in need of assistance, and his buddy then, when seeing that we didn't shut off the cameras, came out and started putting his hand up. And yeah, like you said, I emailed people at 50 States, also Miami-Dade, like the council that is overseeing or supervises these folks through the state, and not a single response back. I even went to the extent of direct messaging their Twitter account and publicly messaging their Twitter account, and nothing. You know, I mean, like you said, there is no accountability with these guys.
Yeah, why should they answer? Why should they bother to even comment? It's not like anybody's going to stop paying taxes.
Right, yeah. Or like they can, you know, they have to pay before they get on the Metro Rail for things like that. So, I mean, yeah, there's no competition. Someone else can't take their competitors' Metro Rail. There's no way of holding these guys accountable.
So, Adam, I want to go to a little personal question here. You posted on your Facebook recently that you were a little bummed out. It seemed like you were a little maybe burned out on the liberty activism scene. And I'm wondering what brought that about or if I misinterpreted it. Can you explain?
No, yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, we were down here with some friends who, you know, the conversations get pretty deep. And, you know, I mean, if you really look at the fight, I mean, what we're trying, you know, what folks like ourselves and you guys over there at Free Talk Live are trying to do is, you know, it's never been done. We're advocating a voluntary society, you know, a peaceful withdrawal from the state. And so the conversation kind of just left me in a bummer, you know, like, you know, at a best, there's 5,000 of us, you know, really advocating the complete liberty aspect. And, I mean, we're against 300 million people in this country, as well as a large majority who just feel the state has its answer or is a necessity, that there's no point in fighting. So, you know, being on the road also is a, you know, I mean, I know we're privileged, and I appreciate the experience that, you know, the advertisers and you teaming up with Pete and Jason the previous and then now have given us, but it's a 24/7 job. I mean, from the minute we get up to the minute we go to bed, if it's not daily errands of Marv or laundry or personal things for ourselves, there's shooting video, there's editing video, there's social networking, there's trying to get on media, there's the meetups. I mean, this is hardly a vacation, and sometimes it just wears you out. I mean, even at the end of Motorhome Diaries, I think I was happy to have a month off to just breathe, and I'm taking a little bit of time here now. I just got to find a little more balance and, you know, yeah, just a moment of being bummed and, you know, it happens in life, right?
I'll tell you what, guys, if you can hang on, I want to bring it back for a little bit more. I know that there's you're going to court here shortly in a couple months, and if you've got a little bit more time, I'd like to dig in and see what else you guys are planning after Liberty On Tour wraps up.
Wonderful.
All right, more with Adam and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. VARadio.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live Saturday edition of the program, and you can dial in and bring up whatever you want, though. Certainly, if you have a question for our guests, Pete and Adam from LibertyOnTour.com, that would be, you would come first if you made that call. 800-259-9231. This program brought to you by the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime is getting together with other like-minded liberty activists. We've got Pete and Adam with us. We're going to bring them back on from LibertyOnTour.com. Now, both of you guys, I believe, are signed participants of the Free State Project. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. We're both members of the Free State Project.
I can tell you that we were just talking about kind of feeling burnt out. It's tough when what you're doing is full-time activism, which is what you guys are doing, driving around the country, talking about freedom, meeting up with other liberty-oriented folks, doing outreach, and getting involved in the activism. It can burn you out. There's no doubt about it. It's one of the reasons why I'm glad I'm here in New Hampshire, because I've constantly got a group of like-minded, liberty-oriented people that are in my life and that can help. I think that's there's a big factor there that that helps avoid burnout. It's not to say that it's impossible for it to happen here.
It makes a huge difference. See, and that community is huge. Like last night, we hung out with a couple awesome folks, some awesome people in Miami, including like Travis Kimmel and his buddy CJ, and then Rob, who writes on CopBlock as well. And you know, Travis and CJ were saying they've known each other since high school, and they don't know anybody else who's like a voluntarist or anarchist who they can discuss these ideas with. All their other friends and family, it's just like, you know, they're apathetic or they're just kind of bought into the status quo. But, you know, so just, you know, it was awesome to just connect with them and talk with them. And we're just like, hey, you guys got to, they're going to try to get up to Porkfest.
Oh, great.
A lot of the awesome folks we met across the country are. So hopefully this year is going to be, it's going to be bigger and better for sure. But I'm looking forward to it. Curtis does a good job with that.
It's always the truth. I mean, we were just in Los Angeles for the Libertopia convention, where people have these name tags that said, my name is so-and-so, and I'm moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project in, and then they'd fill in their name, and they would fill in the year in which they're expecting to make the move to New Hampshire. And there were a lot of people there with 2011, some other folks, of course, with 2012, but I think you're right. I mean, things just keep getting bigger as more people move up here. It's just, it's really exciting, and I know you guys are, you know, it's in the works as far as you moving up here as well soon, at some point, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, LLT's over now, so we took a lot of footage, almost twice as much as with Motorhome Diaries, and half as much time, and so we got to sort through that. We also are going to head back again to Jones County, where just due to our last activism, our lawyer...
That's Mississippi, Jones County, Mississippi, where you guys were pulled over and harassed basically for having video cameras.
Well, you know, well, we were pulled over because we had paper license plates, and then it was a fishing expedition that the police went on and arrested me for filming police officers, but called it disorderly conduct, arrested Jason Talley of the CD Evolution Fund for resisting arrest, even though he was just asking if he was under investigation, which he told he was, so he wasn't going to cooperate or answer those questions, and then he was choked, wrestled to the ground, and pepper sprayed. And then Pete was arrested for possession of a beer in a dry county, you know, a county we had no intentions of stopping in, a beer they found in an illegal search, and after five to six officers ransacked Marv, so...
So you guys are going back to Jones County. That's coming up. Plus, you've got courts in Massachusetts. That's happening in a couple months. You certainly still got your plate full of activism. Enjoy the time down there in Florida. I guess you guys had your last meetup last night, so it's pretty much wrapped up. You're going to put some more videos up on the website at libertyontour.com. And another success. I'm glad you guys were out there. Anything else you want to reflect on or share tonight?
Yeah, one thing I want to touch on, the day before Adam's run-in with the security with Carlos down at the metro station, I went out with James Cox with from FIJA. He's the executive director down here in Florida. He's out on the
ground.
He's
a dynamo,
like,
that guy.
Yeah, most days. And so we also had a run-in with some cops and with a U.S. Marshal, and it's just like there's so many double standards, so I'm cutting up a video on that. But I want to say on November 10th at noon up in a town just northwest of Orlando, we're going to do a free Sherry Peel Jackson taxation step rally. So anybody that's in driving distance, encouraged to come out. She was an IRS agent, looked into it, realized she didn't have any obligation to let the U.S. government steal her money, so she stopped paying taxes, and they put her in prison to make an example of her, and she's not doing too well health-wise because of it. So we're going to go out there and show some support. So anybody who's interested, there's a Facebook group. Just search for Free Sherry Peel Jackson.
She's not the only former IRS agent who has come out against the income tax and in support of not paying it, but they went after her.
Yeah, Joe Bannister is one of the next another big name. She was featured in Freedom to Fascism. A lot of folks probably will recognize her from that.
Yeah, so that's when is that, Thursday? I'm sorry.
It was November 10th, which I believe is Wednesday. It's a Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday at noon.
And where can people get more details on that?
There's, again, a Facebook event. Just search for Free Sherry Peel Jackson.
That's peel like an orange peel, by the way. So, guys, thanks for coming on the show tonight. As always, great hearing from you. And, of course, we'll look forward to seeing you back up here in New Hampshire as soon as possible because it's you're dynamic activists, and we're glad to have you in this movement.
Hey, appreciate it.
Guys too. Thanks, guys.
Likewise.
Thanks, guys. LibertyOnTour.com. Pete and Adam. Check out their videos. Enjoy their website. Great guys. 800-259-9231. By the way, we mentioned the Free State Project. Those guys are participants. Mark, you and I, we made the move here in 2006.
Indeed.
It's been a blast so far, and it just keeps getting better. And we were members of the first 1,000.
Yes.
Which meant what?
Well, that we were the first 1,000 people that were going to move.
And we signed
up to say that we would. It was an additional commitment on top of the Free State Project statement of intent to move. So we stated that we intended to be one of the first 1,000, and we certainly were. And now they have a next 1,000.
And what are the details on the next 1,000?
Well, if you go to, basically, you're signing up to be the next 1,000. You're going to move sometime, I believe, by the end of next year, 2011. Mm-hmm.
And you need to sign up by the end of this year, is that right?
I think so. I think that the commitment ends by then. It's pledgebank.com/next1000.
So you have to be a member of the Free State Project in order to sign the next 1,000?
As I understand it.
Okay, so you
it would make much sense otherwise.
Go to freestateproject.org. If you love freedom and you actually want to do something about it rather than complain, then go to freestateproject.org and get signed up. Then go to pledgebank.com/next1000 and sign up for that, too. We'll see you up here in New Hampshire. 800-259-9231. Coming up here tonight.
We certainly weren't finding any freedom in Florida.
No,
the government was just getting bigger.
I was digging. I was looking for it, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah, if you're in Florida, obviously, government's not going to get any smaller there. There's no chances of taxes
you're
going
anywhere.
Down. I mean, look at your choices for Senate there, Charlie Crist.
I don't pay attention.
It's awful, awful. Don't vote for Charlie Crist on Tuesday. It's terrible.
So coming up here, it is Halloween Eve today. And so there's, of course, the requisite Halloween stories. And this is one of those days on Free Talk Live where we kind of focus in on the same old stories every year. They always have new versions of the same old story. So I love the Hell House. And we've actually got one in Charleston, South Carolina. I've got a piece about that. And we've got WSC FM listening tonight down there in Charleston. So we're going to touch on that when we get a chance. Also, of course, take your calls about absolutely anything. Plus, there's actually some cities that have just outright banned trick-or-treating for teenagers. We'll get into as much of that as possible. Of course, you can bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. And big news, I guess, in D.C. today, the rally to restore sanity went down with Jon Stewart, Stephen Colbert, and I think something like 60,000 people. So maybe if you were there for that and you want to share your experience, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800 800- 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello from eFoods Direct. The end of October is around the corner, and there's no shortage of frightening news these days. Global financial meltdown, saber-rattling with Iran and other nations, worldwide drought and food shortages, more than 40 million Americans on food stamps, and tens of millions unemployed. Have eFoods Direct help ease your fears this fall season with free shipping on all orders placed between now and November 1st. Every dollar you spend will buy food, and eFoods Direct will pay for the shipping throughout the continental United States. When you have a supply of delicious, nutritious food from eFoods Direct, your future is fearless and the shipping is free. That's free shipping on all eFoods Direct food products. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition, and as always, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, inviting you there to experience different features that are free. The whole site's free, including our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video to show they are indeed listeners of this program, shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there.
You know, you can't listen to talk radio without hearing ads for gold or silver, mostly gold. That's the big thing. And, you know, nobody knows gold like libertarians know gold. So check out gold.freetalklive.com. When I was looking at getting gold and silver at first, I found it very confusing. I called one of those companies, and the salesman wanted me to buy numismatics, not bullion. I guess I was expected to know what the difference was. You know, buy this. I felt pressured, and I felt confused. So I have studied a bit on this. I know a lot more. I've handpicked some gold and silver coins that will get precious metals into your hand. Not collector's coins from the Civil War or something like that. Just gold and silver that you can use as a hedge against inflation, investment, or barter currency. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. The best prices you're likely to find on the internet. But hey, you know, call those other places. Compare these prices. See if they are the best ones, because I think they are. Gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's go to the phones and the fun. Your thoughts are welcome about whatever's on your mind. Ben in Tampa, listening to WFLA. Hello, Ben.
Ben? Hey, I guess your Free Tape Project is against people having the right to refuse to have their picture taken.
People having the right to refuse to... How is it you have a right, if you're in a public place, to refuse...
Well, I think more importantly, how would you have the right if you're in a public place and you're a public servant,
especially
working on the public dime,
yeah.
How would you have the right to not have your picture taken?
Well, the uniform aside, the person has the right to refuse to have their image taken.
Well, nope. I have a question about that, too.
So basically, you think you can walk around arbitrarily with a camera and video whoever you want?
Absolutely.
No, violate people's privacy rights.
You don't have privacy as soon as you walk out of your house, man.
Public.
Look, if you want privacy, you are the one who's responsible for keeping your privacy. If you don't want someone walking by your house and looking in to see what you're doing, you have to close the blinds. If you don't want to be seen in public, you have to wear a disguise.
That's why I was wondering. Okay, I fully understand where you guys are coming from then.
Well, right. I mean, you'd agree, right? That, I mean, the camera is simply an electronic eye. Would you suggest that I am not able to use my natural eye to look at you when you are in public?
There's a difference.
What's the difference?
Well, obviously you guys never...
Am I not allowed to remember your face? Because I have your image burned on my mind once I've seen you in public.
It's clearly, I mean, I'm sure if you were in a compromising position, you would want to be photographed. So
what do you mean,
compromising position, sir, in public? You've never had the shoe on the other foot. So
what compromising position are you
I fully understand where you're coming from. I'd like to ask you a question. I'll be calling a few of your advertisers.
Ben, you go ahead and call whoever you need to call. I'd like to ask you a question. Okay, can I do that? Here's the question for you. Are you still there?
He's going to threaten the advertisers.
He's going to call the advertisers. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You know, really have to weigh these things. Well, I mean, I watch this E! Channel that my wife seems to enjoy a bit more than I do, and they could chase around these movie star folks with cameras. Why is it that you know, people get such a great voyeuristic pleasure out of watching those folks, but...
He obviously has nothing.
And by the way, nobody here is chasing anyone around who's just an average citizen. We're talking about, in this circumstance, we were talking about cops or security guards who are being paid, and it's the law that you're allowed to videotape them. So if you want to call our advertisers and say that we support the law in this circumstance, please do.
I don't care what the law says, Mark.
I really don't.
If you go out of your home... And you leave your property, if you're still on your property, and I can see you from it, if you're out in your front yard mowing the lawn, and I want to take a picture of your property, you don't have any right to tell me not to. Now, like you said...
It's disturbing.
But like you said, Mark, what we're talking about generally is recording government bureaucrats when they're being, you know, paid as government bureaucrats, but... If he wants to push the issue and ask the question, yeah, if you're in public, you're publicly visible. People can do whatever they want to monitor you. When you're on my property, I can record you with cameras. If I'm on so-called public property, I can record you there. If I'm on other private property and the private property owner says no cameras allowed, then I cannot record you there. But I could record you going onto that property.
I think a person has a right to do things to keep themselves from being recorded. So if they, for whatever reason, you know, wanted to carry a mask or sunglasses or a baseball cap or whatever it is that they want to do.
Drive around in a dark tinted limo, whatever.
Yeah, those are their property and they should be allowed to do them. But once they come onto public property, I do think you have the right to record them. I mean, the gas station records you while you're pumping gas. The supermarket records you while you're shopping. Walmart records you while you're shopping. I mean, you know, these places record you.
Why is it so offensive if I'm standing in a public park and you're walking down the street, if I'm pointing my camera in your direction, that's not my problem. It's not my problem. Now, I don't go and make a business. I don't spend my time recording private people.
I don't see why people would want to chase around your average citizen. They're not very interested.
Right. But if I'm standing somewhere, and let's say I'm on a film crew, and I want to get a shot of a crowd,
if two guys are, say, standing out on a sidewalk, and they're getting ready to fight it out, I can't pull out my camera and videotape it? Yeah. Why not?
It's ludicrous.
I mean, you know, if some guy wants to jack slap his girlfriend out in public, can I videotape it? Can it be used in court afterwards? I mean,
you're damn right.
These things. It seems to me, if you're out wearing a pair of pink leather hot pants, and I think it's amusing, well, I should be able to record that if I
privacy.
Will.
You don't have a right to privacy from other people. The supposed right to privacy was allegedly with government. Does it even say a right to privacy in the Constitution?
It doesn't say that, but it suggests it in the Fourth Amendment.
So you don't have a right to privacy. You only have a right to what you can keep private. It's your responsibility as the individual to keep your affairs private. If that's what you want, if you want privacy in your life, you have to take steps.
Look at Howard Hughes. He got privacy. He just stayed in his hotel room forever.
You have to take steps toward privacy. Putting blinds on your house is a good step. Having a private mailbox is another step. Using a pseudonym or having somebody else use their name to get bills in your home, get the power turned on. I mean, there are different things you can do. Using a throwaway cell phone. There are all kinds of things that you can do to maintain privacy. But you don't have a right to those services. You don't have a right to those products. It takes time and effort if you want to be a private person. That's the end of that particular story. I've never heard of anybody suggesting. Has anybody ever suggested that before on this program? Do you have a right to not be photographed?
Obviously you guys have never been put in a compromising position. What that says to me is that apparently he was in some kind of compromising position. I don't know if he was in a gay pride parade and they didn't want his employer knowing or what it is that might have been the compromising position. But it sounds to me like he's suggesting that at some point somebody videotaped or took a picture of him in a compromising position.
Yeah, and he wouldn't answer question number one about his belief system.
So
he just wanted to threaten us and then hang up the phone. So we'd love to have you ring in on this one. How do you feel on the issue of your alleged right to privacy? 1-800-259-9231. I say it doesn't exist. You have to create the privacy that you want to have.
Well, I think you have a right to privacy when it comes to the government. I think that's secured in their documents.
They don't agree with that.
But they just lie.
Right, because they'll bust into your bank account. They'll take your money. They will bust into your life however they want to. They'll record your phone calls if they damn well please. And they can, sometimes they can just come into your home.
Yeah, they'll do it with the Patriot Act. Just took care of that whole Fourth Amendment thing.
They'll tear apart your car. The hell do they care about privacy? 1-800-259-9231. I'm not saying people shouldn't respect your requests to privacy. But if you're in public and somebody doesn't want to stop recording in a place where you are, go away. Because there's nothing you should be able to do about that. Of course, it is Tragedy of the Commons, which is a whole other point. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up what you want. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on the phones, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231, and we invite you to our website. If you like the features of Free Talk Live, you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase. Normally, Amazon would collect all that profit for themselves, but instead they share some with us for sending them the business. Amazon. .freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without a lawyer who must know what it takes to win, and for people with lawyers who want to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what their lawyer should be doing. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com, as written by a lawyer to protect you from people in his business. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We had Ben call in and advocate something that I consider pretty ludicrous, the idea that somebody has a right to privacy when they're out in public. And the truth is, you don't. You have to protect the privacy that you want. You have to put effort into it. If you don't want to be seen when you leave the house, you have to take steps. If you don't want to be recorded when you leave, you're going to have a real difficult time getting shopping done. If you want to go and go to the grocery
going
store?
Going through a stoplight.
You're going to have to hire somebody to leave for their house
the
to go shop for you.
The suggestion here is that only major corporations and the government should be allowed to record you.
Wait, Mark. That's average, not the suggestion.
The average individual shouldn't be able to stand with a camera.
We don't know if that's what he was saying. He wouldn't stay on the line long enough to even answer a question
about his
belief system. I wouldn't read that far into it. Who knows what he would have to say. But let's find out what you have to say about whether or not you think there's a right to privacy when you're in public. I'm not saying that people shouldn't be respectful towards others' privacy if they're requesting, hey, I'd prefer if you didn't film me. Okay, not a problem. I've never in my time of, not only am I a radio talk show host, but sometimes I operate cameras for some activist occasions here in Keene, New Hampshire. And if somebody ever says, yeah, I'd prefer to not be recorded, I always respect their request, but I'm not obligated to. They don't have a right to me not recording them. That's kind of the distinction I want to make clear here. There's a way to approach people
right
about putting them on camera that is an appropriate way to do things. But if you're in public and I'm shooting a crowd scene, I don't need to get a waiver from everybody in that crowd to say, yeah, you can use my footage. No, you're in public. Don't go out if you don't want to be recorded. Let's see what you think, though. Tim, calling from our hometown of Sarasota, listening to WFLA. Hello, Tim.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight, Tim?
Hey, you guys have some pretty good points, and I listen to the show occasionally on Saturday nights. This one in particular, though, it sort of seems to me as if you're being hypocritical, and I'm not trying to attack you guys.
Please explain.
Well, red light cameras. You know, the government, quote unquote, the cops, are taking pictures of people that are, you know, running red lights.
And they're putting you in danger.
Yes, that's correct.
Because the red light cameras encourage people to do things that would, they otherwise might not, and can increase fatalities, increase accidents.
Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, that's right. What the government's
difference
own
here is I don't think the government should be out putting cameras up, but there's you know, there's lots of good reasons about that. But the government isn't people, and I think that people should be able to do video recording, not necessarily the government.
Okay. Well, that's what I was hoping that you guys would say, but from past conversations, it sounded like you might disagree with government photographing, but you made excellent point.
Yeah, thanks, sir. Very good, sir. Thanks, Tim, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It's the government's own studies that show that these red light cameras, these supposed traffic control devices, cameras, are putting people in danger. That they're increasing the propensity for people to, for instance, slam on their brakes.
Right. You know, so all you have to do is get a couple of these red light camera tickets, and then when you see yourself a yellow light, you're going to slam the brakes on. By the way, once municipalities find out that people are doing this, and there's more rear-ending accidents, but that's beside the point, they'll shorten the duration of the yellow lights. It's happening all over the United States. They care about the revenue, not whether or not you get it or not. Automobile accident.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just what's happening. You can say whatever, well, in our town they wouldn't do such a thing. Okay, fine and dandy. But these red light cameras only generate revenue for the government. They're not making anyone safer.
Nope.
It is annoying, I'll admit, when that person buzzes through the red light right on the, you know, when it's pink. But it doesn't really, generally, put anybody in danger because most of the cars haven't gotten going yet.
I know well enough to wait and make sure everybody stops before
I go. That's the best thing you can do.
Let's continue, though, with your calls. To Robert, listening in Tallahassee to WFLA-FM. Hello, Robert. You're on Free Talk Live with the NMR.
Good evening. How you doing?
Hey, super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm kind of anomaly since I'm actually a police officer. I listened to the conversation that y'all have been having with regards to the right to privacy, and I agree 100% with what y'all are saying. The people do have what's called an expectation of privacy, but when you're in public, you don't. In the Constitution,
so even if you have your blinds open, you don't have an expectation of privacy, right?
If you're dancing to Footloose in front of your blinds with just in your tidy whities, you're gonna—I mean, somebody's gonna see it, right?
Well, someone will see it, but the question comes in is it visible from a public area, or do you have to step on private property in order to observe it?
Correct.
Another situation you're going to have is the question is, do we have a right to privacy? If you take a look at the Constitution all the way up through the amendments of the federal Constitution, and that's what I'm speaking of, there is nowhere in the Constitution that says you have a right to privacy explicitly delineated.
And even if it did say that, even if the Constitution did say you had a right to privacy, it would only be a right regarding the government and how they treat you.
Correct.
The Constitution does not define human rights in general. It
sure.
just defines how the government is supposed to interact with humans and what rights it allegedly will respect, as we all know they don't. But that's what all the Constitution is a set of instructions for government. People have this mindset, and I think it's because of government schools, that the Constitution gave them rights, that the Constitution granted them rights, that somehow rights came about after those guys wrote those words on paper, and that's nonsense. Rights are a good idea that were created a long time before the Constitution.
Well, correct. And if you take a look at your Ninth Amendment, which is the right reserved to the states, that's where one of the justices said that there is what's called a shadowing, or actually his words was a penumbra, of privacy. These articles don't actually spell out privacy, but there is some type of shadowing that government would respect one's privacy. You know, of course, one of your guys there said something about the Fourth Amendment, which is your unreasonable search and seizures. The government shall not. Anyway, long story short, nowhere in the Constitution does it say that you do have a right to privacy, but as government, we should respect. And, of course, private citizens don't necessarily have to follow that. They have to follow the rule of law.
They might be jerks for not following your request to not record them, but ultimately there is no obligation for them to respect that. They probably should.
Absolutely.
But
it's kind of like, you know, do you videotape a police officer on a traffic stop? Well, it's here in Florida, it's legal as long as they're on public property. You know, you're a public officer.
So how about pulling over? I mean, it seems very, very odd to, like, pull over on the side of State Road 70 or whatever, and 72 maybe, and, you know, behind a cop who's got his gumballs on with somebody over there, and then just whip out your camera and record it. I mean, it seems like a really bad idea.
I agree it would be a bad idea, but the question comes in, is it legal? Are you interfering with that officer? You know,
I don't think it's a bad idea.
That law a little differently.
I think it's only a bad idea because you're on the side of the highway in that case, and it's kind of dangerous. But I think that the police should be
everybody uncomfortable. It's such strange behavior.
The police should be used to being recorded. And as somebody who's done a number of cop watching incidents, the way I always approach it didn't take me long to learn this. But the way I always approach it is to approach the person who is being pulled over or the person who's being stopped by the police and ask them, "Hey, would you like me to record this? I have a camera. Would you like me to record this?" A lot of times people say no. In that case, I move on. But sometimes you come across folks that'll say, "Yeah, I really appreciate you being here," and that's what we do it for. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Always interesting to get somebody from inside the law enforcement community's perspective. 800-259-9231.
Not too often Free Talk Live's on the right side of the law, huh?
The right side of the law. What is that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean, you know, you're civil disobedient, dude.
Yeah. Well, a lot of cops don't like it when you go out and record them. So even though it's legal for you to record them, that won't stop the police from arresting you. Like we talked to Adam and Pete from LibertyOnTour.com.
In some states, they charge people with felonies for it.
Yeah. So it's a risky endeavor to record the police, even if it is legal. More coming up. You can take control. Hour 2's next. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.